a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains.
Now hell is more than just being abandoned or forsaken by God. The Bible said those in hell are going to suffer the vengeance of God. The flaming fire taking vengeance, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now listen to this, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. For we know him, he said, vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, saith the Lord, for it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the Lord. Vengeance is mine, I will repay. The greatest torment in hell is going to be the cross of Jesus Christ. Because it's an offense. Here, now, in time, can you imagine the offense that will be in hell when the whole story is told? When they, in eternity, standing before the judgment, learn how simple the cross was, how simple grace was, and all the good deeds and charitable works and self-will created a sense of false security? The Jews will say, I kept 613 commandments. I went to synagogue. I washed my hands. I washed my pots. I washed my pans. I studied the Torah. I studied it all. And then to have this revelation that Jesus said, just look and live. It was so simple.
Give this audience the word about how they can come to Jesus. I think right now, we'll talk about more of these crusades, but there are people right now who need to be spared from hell.
Yes, it is true. I would say it this way. We have got to say yes to Jesus. Now, many have done that. But when saying yes to Jesus, we must say at the same time no to sin. Otherwise, that yes to Jesus is invalid. We cannot walk in two directions at the same time. So if we do, we fool ourselves. And that would be very terrible, like that pastor that was witnessed there. Say yes to Jesus from the bottom of your heart. Turn around from unrighteousness. Repent of your sins. Receive forgiveness by the blood of Jesus Christ, and then walk the path of righteousness, and you will see it happens. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray together. Right now, let's pray. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I say yes to you and no to sin. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen.
Now, I've got a clean copy of it now, and I warn you, this could scare you. Here's the email. Dear Art Bell, I just recently began listening to your radio show and could not believe it when you talked about the sounds from hell tonight. My uncle had told me this story a couple of years ago, and I didn't believe him. Like one of your listeners who discounted the story as nothing more than just a religious newspaper fabricated account. The story about the digging of the hole and the hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. It did occur in Siberia. My uncle collected videos and audio tapes and so forth on the paranormal, supernatural. He passed away fairly recently, but he would have loved your show. He let me listen to one of the audio tapes that he had on the sounds from hell in Siberia, and I copied it. You received his copy from a friend who worked at the BBC. It took me a while to find it tonight, but attached is that sound from my uncle's tapes. It's not the greatest quality, but the sounds are there. I was very hesitant to send you this, as the sound bothers me to listen to. I'd suggest that if you do play it on the program, warn listeners in advance so they may have the option of turning the radio off for 30 seconds while it plays. It has always haunted me. To those who discounted the Siberia sounds from hell story, it is true, and I, for one, wish it wasn't. Rick, listening from Chicago. And so I submit now the cleaned, a better copy to you, and I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.